Five minutes is too short for really a lot of helpful comments, but I've made an MP3 disc for you, which has a whole hour's version of this talk. So you can use that while you're commuting or whatever. This paper is based on a very valuable data set assembled with considerable effort. And also it has many interesting ideas, which I admit is an insult, because one paper, one idea, is the rule of thumb, and you violate this in spades. Now, this needs to be maybe three or four nice little papers. One, election of auditors works. Good hypothesis. Another, divided government is a substitute for effective auditing. And then third paper, there really is a good way of measuring whether auditing is effective, because, of course, you spend a large portion of your paper on that, on the fact that this measure doesn't work and that measure doesn't work and so on. And then there are other paper topics also. Now, a general comment on how to measure auditing effectiveness: you present numerous dependent variables, almost as straw men shoot them down with very sound arguments. But then you present the results anyway, and all this makes it harder to dramatize your results favoring election of auditors. Once you make a case for one dependent variable or two being sound, then your probably valid results will be dramatized and other results too. And I have several points about this in the CD, like using a preference structure of a median voter to model the evaluation process. But bottom line is it's a difficult and interesting problem, and it deserves a paper of its own. I also want to point out a specific technical issue. You have three dummy variables: election, appointed by exec, appointed by a legislature. If any two are zero, the third equals one. Therefore, the coefficients, for example, in your table 7 or table 5, one column regression, should be mechanically calculable based on the coefficients in column 5. In table 7, column 2 should be mechanically calculable based on the coefficients in column 5 regression. To do this, though, and to interpret the coefficients, the reader needs to know the intercepts. And these are not provided, are not presented in the table. And also, I really think, given you have only 47 observations divided among three different auditor selection methods, it's probably useful to run the regressions constrained to have zero intercepts. If the regressions are unconstrained, then you must also adjust for the difference between the intercepts. And the main point is regression 2 in table 7 and quite a number of other regressions by corresponding argument are superfluous, and you need to mention that. Now, or better, if possible, run regressions which present the results in a more symmetrical form. I can talk, I mentioned it on the CD for you. Now, for some general ideas that came to me, and there's not time to defend any that may be useful, but they helped me as I was reading your paper. First, think about how to measure the amount of auditing going on in a business. I think any kind of ex post management is auditing, not only the expense of more or less independent outsiders, but all ex post activities of the business managers and their agents using resources to uncover errors which have already occurred. Put more bluntly, many conventional management activities are, in effect, ex post management, therefore auditing. Next, imagine a competitive industry, and there are two archetype business models to manage your firm. In the one, you hire honest people, competent people, pay them through an incentive system which rewards them more if they do not stray from activities furthering the interests of the owner, the principal. If you have succeeded, auditing is a waste of time and of resources because there are no mistakes. Or you can hire potentially dishonest or incompetent people and design a production system like McDonald's, a production system which might work using such people. After all, there are a lot of dishonest and incompetent people around, and they may come cheap. And in a competitive industry, these two business models might exist side by side, yet the existence of auditing in the one firm would not imply that auditing was rational in the other. I think the same idea applies in government, so be careful of saying that the effectiveness of auditing in Nevada implies it would be effective in Iowa. Another point: in order to believe it's rational to spend money on ex post management auditing, you must believe two things. First, that auditing will identify if mistakes have been made. But second, that having identified the screw-ups, that the system of government we have will result in fewer screw-ups in the future. The benefits from auditing take the form of fewer mistakes in the future. This one has several implications for your data, and that's what I'm going to speak mainly about in my last comments. The effectiveness of auditing in, say, California in the year 2005 is the result of auditing activities considerably in the past. So it's okay, even desirable, for the effectiveness measure to be dated 2005 as late as possible, but associated in your data observation with independent auditing variables, which are averages of past years. As examples, you might add up annual auditing expenses from past years, maybe weighting recent years as less important, or if a change has been made from appointing to electing, do not expect the data to show improvement until maybe 5 or 10 years have passed. There's no point in search. So if you take your data and rework it, and it's legal, is what I'm saying, you might get better, more dramatic results. There's no point in searching for results based on the wrong data. So how am I doing on time? Okay. Well, in the public sector, we also have this potentiality of ex ante versus ex post management styles. In parting, I want to mention a different government model mentioned to me by Gordon Tullock in one of our many conversations about how to make government work. He told me about this Chinese system of government, which officials got the job through very demanding and extensive tests and interviews, but once they got the job, they had very extensive authority, and they had the job for life, I think. And the system was very effective and lasted for hundreds of years. And I suspect very little auditing was necessary, and it probably worked better than the state government of any state in the United States that you might care to mention. And that's all I have time for.